Blog Talk Radio.
Live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host,
Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you there, okay? Now, I can't promise you a discount or anything like that, but I do want my sponsor to know that the show is sending them business, okay? That is a reason for sponsoring my show, okay? Now, today's weather right now is 82 degrees in the ATL. At 10 o'clock in the morning, it's already 82 degrees, okay? We're looking at 98 today, 98 tomorrow, 96 on Wednesday, with the first chance of rain on Wednesday. Looks like rain on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, okay? By being hot like this, that usually brings some type of thunderstorm, not a long rain, not an all-day rain or anything like that, but it usually brings some type of thunderstorm during the day. So that's your forecast for the week, guys, and today's word of the day is Roof, not roof, like a dog, but roof, R-U-E. R-U-E is a verb, roof. And roof means to feel regret, remorse, or penitence for. I don't know what penitence means, but it says to feel regret, remorse, or penitence for. All right? So. That's our word every day, Ruth. All right? And so I want an example of it is I rue the day I agreed to serve on this committee. I rue the day I agreed to serve on this committee. Okay? I felt remorse the day I agreed to serve on this committee. All right, that's rude, guys. So you can stick that in your memory bank and use that word if you'd like. Before I get into today's show, I just wanted to apologize to you guys for Friday. I know there were a lot of people looking for the show on Friday and some messages about the show on Friday, but they were having some type of technical difficulty on the online for the show. So, I was trying for about an hour to get my show set up and get everything going for Friday, but it just didn't happen, okay? So forgive me for that, but I'm here today, and I'm here all week, right? 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. Now, next week, I'll be doing a 6:30 show, 6:30 in the evening, 6:30 p.m. I'll do a 6:30 show starting on next Monday. But the rest of this week, with 10 a.m., guys. So, today's show is entitled since when does a cross-dresser get an award for courage? Okay? Since when does a cross-dresser get an award for courage? All right? And then we want to discuss this disgusting image that we're portraying to our young kids today, as an award has been given for courage to someone who cross-dresses. Okay? There are countless men and women out there that are changing their bodies and clothing to portray the opposite sex. Why shouldn't these people be given an award as well? Why not? What's the deal? What's the deal with that? And also, before I get into this topic, I was in Huntsville all weekend, Huntsville, Alabama, visiting some family, and picked up some new listeners from Huntsville, Alabama. And I see some of them are listening in to the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And I had a great time, and I enjoyed you guys' hospitality this weekend. And, hey, again, thanks for tuning in to the show. So today's episode is says, when does a cross-dresser get an award for courage? So, and you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this guy, Bruce Jenner. And now Bruce Jenner is a cross-dresser, or he's, you know, dressing in women's clothes. He's been taking hormone pills. He's also has said that he's going to go through the full circle of changing himself from a man to a woman. Okay, and what I mean by full circle, as far as changing himself, he's gonna do it all. They're gonna clip off his male part, and I don't know how they do this, and turn that into a female part. I don't know how that works. Okay, and he's gonna have breasts. All this, the whole nine, right? Okay. And he's going to have his own reality show soon. And now this guy, Bruce Jenner, is known as Caitlyn. A lot of you know that Bruce Jenner was an Olympic champion back in the 70s, 76 or something like that, 76th Olympics, I believe. He was an Olympic champion, gold medalist. All right. Now, couple of weeks ago, during ESPN's ESPY Awards that are given to sports people in all realms of sport, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, tennis, track, all that stuff. Okay? They give out awards. And they gave Caitlyn Jenner an award, the Arthur Ashe Award for courage. Now, I guarantee you Arthur Ashe was tossing and turning in his grave, knowing that. They're giving an award to Bruce Jenner. Now, if it was a woman, and I think the Courage Award should be given to someone like the young lady that played for Notre Dame women's basketball, who went to serve our country in the military and lost from the elbow down her left arm. And you know, that's courage to me. Now you're going from being a man to being a woman and wearing women's clothes and being out there in the public eye and people seeing you on TV and you having Barbara Walters or whomever came in to interview you. That's not courage. I mean, is it courage to give an award to someone? Is it courage to change your dress, to start to dress like a woman if you're a man? Is that courage? I mean, I guess it's courage to go out in the open, out in public with it. I guess so. But to be given an award for courage, for walking out in public with a dress on, heels, carrying a purse, hair made up, face made up like a woman, is that courage? I mean, men do that every day. Why aren't they getting an award? And you know, they're doing it without security. They're doing it without someone, you know, standing behind them, not allowing you to touch them. But they're walking the streets looking for men to make money. That's courage. Now that's courage. When you cross dress and now you're looking for men to have sex with and get money from men for that, that's courage. Because if a man would figure out that he's dealing with a man and not a woman, you better have some courage when he figures out that you're a man just like himself. Now, that's courage. But it's not courage cross-dress as Bruce Jenner is doing. Why did y'all give him an award? Why? See, I don't get this. I can't. Somebody call me and tell me why. Tell me why did ESPN give him an ESPY award for courage? I mean, he cross-dressing? Okay. But why an award for courage? What is that? What is that? Now he's going to go on and have him a reality show. I don't know how well it's going to do. But I guess the cross-dressers will be watching it. I'm not going to watch that bull crap. Caitlyn Jenner, Courage Award. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you guys can call in and tell me how you feel. Tell me why I can't figure out why they gave him an award. Why? Why is this guy doing this? Why is he changing his whole body and all this stuff? And you know, I see why the Kardashian mom told him to get his ass out. You cross-dressing faggot. Get out of my house. See, some women can't deal with that. She's not going to see when he laid down to her that he's going to start cross-dressing and start dressing as a woman when he goes out and stuff like that. See, now, if you saw her and her out together and both of them dressed like women, they're supposed to be married, then you think something about her. Right. And that's why she told him, we can't be married anymore. You got to get out. Get your own place. Go on about your business. I feel sorry for the lady myself. Okay? But now she's, you know, she's gotten her a man now, and she's kind of moving on. She doesn't take any questions about Caitlyn Jenner. But now, here's my deal. Now we're sending a message to our kids about cross-dressing. I don't want my son, if I had a son, I don't want my son thinking that he can go out there and wear women's clothing and get an award for that. That's exactly what we're putting out there. That's exactly what we're portraying to the young adults or to the younger kids of society today. Just like the gays and the lesbians, allowing them to be married. What signal, what message are we sending the kids? That's why it's going to be more, and more of these homosexuals coming out of the closet, and then there's going to be more and more kids becoming homosexual. Because now they're trying to force it down our throats is for us to accept it. They're part of society. They should have the rights just like any other married couple. That's my opinion. For a man marrying a man, sleeping with a man, sexing with a man, is just not what the message that you want to send the kids. I guess that this is a way to slow down population. Now, I got a question for you guys in the audience. Where did homosexuality come from? I got to research that because I don't know. Where did homosexuality come from? Where did it start? Who was the first freak to say, I like men, or who was the first woman to say that she liked women? Or who was the first man to be with a man? Who was the first woman to be with another woman? You may not know that information, but how did it start? Where did it come from? How did we get a hold of that? Y'all tell me, because I don't know. Okay? And I got to get off of this because it burns me so bad. And like I said, I don't care what they do. I don't care what the gays do. I don't care what the lesbians do. I don't care if they're listening to the show. I don't care. But I care about the young kids who are coming up today and thinking about or being open to or being subjected to lesbians and gays. That's what I'm worried about. Because if you grow up in that environment, and like I said in the show last week or so, lesbian and gay couples can adopt kids quicker than a married couple that a man and a woman, a married couple, that's what I call a married couple, a man and a woman who may not be able to have kids and want to adopt a kid. You know, it's harder for them to get to adopt a kid than it is for a gay couple to adopt a kid. Why is that? And then why do you want kids to be adopted into a family that's dysfunctional? You're sending these kids to a family that's dysfunctional. If that's not dysfunctional, I don't know what dysfunctional is. Homosexual, whatever you want to call it, that's dysfunctional. Something's wrong with that person or those persons. Something's wrong. And you put a kid in their environment, what's going to happen to that kid? All they're learning is the gay and lesbian ways. And that's all they're going to know. So they're going to think that that's the way they should be. Right? I mean, your parents taught you right from wrong. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. It's not right to steal someone else's car. But if you grew up in a family where they stole cars for a living, you're going to think that that's right. But that's what you're going to do. You're going to start stealing cars at 7 years old. Or you're going to start trying to steal cars at 7 years old. So if you grow up in a home with two men as your mom and dad at 7 years old, you're going to go to school and you're going to think that that little Bobby that's sitting next to you, that should be the person that you want to get together with. Bobby, let's hold hands to the lunchroom. Hopefully little Bobby has grown up in a home with a male and a female that teaches that that's not right. I'm not advocating violence, but hopefully little Bobby punch his ass in the nose. Hey, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. Thank you guys for being up with me on the show today. I'll be back tomorrow. And I'm going to have a powerful, powerful episode for you guys in the morning, 10 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and stay cool, stay hydrated. Keep drinking water all day because it's...
Yeah. You know, from the moment she turn around, she know how to back it up and drop it down. Song, come on, it's a rap. Yeah. taking me home. Said I know she loves the attention. And she get when she moves. Showing out with her homegirls. And she got me watching too, girl. And she knows.
She know. You got my attention, baby, go do what you do. Official notice, now you gon' have to make a move. All this ice in my rolling, no wonder I play it cool. Ain't no I in team, but I got my eyes on you. I watch it bounce when she walks, she lick her lips when she talk. I throw her in that Bentley coupe with the top off like Mardi Gras. All that cake come get you some feeling. Like a soap, I'ma watch all my children. Hit it so long that you might lose feeling. With her legs in the air, she can walk on the ceiling.
Said I know she loves.